This legislative session began with a bipartisan effort to reduce Arizona's prison population and recidivism rate through the introduction of a slate of criminal justice reform bills. The movement was spurred by local and national activist groups, citing Arizona's high incarceration rate and the Arizona Department of Corrections' ballooning billion-dollar budget. The reform message was also voiced directly from formerly incarcerated people to the ears of lawmakers. But it appears that many of the more aggressive bills that were proposed earlier in the session will fail. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins joins me now to discuss what's left of criminal justice reform at the State House and how we got here. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So these reform efforts got off to a rocky start from the very beginning, right?
Yes, there was a Sentencing and Recidivism Reform Committee, but the chairman, Representative David Stringer, was removed from his position, and the committee was dissolved by the Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers. Much of the work shifted to the House Judiciary Committee, but even there, Representative Walter Blackmun sponsored a bill that would have allowed for people to earn release credits, in some cases up to 50% of their time, allow them to serve their sentence in the community instead of in prison. That wasn't given a hearing. Representative John Allen, the chair of the committee, had a less aggressive form of that bill, but he didn't allow a vote on it. So what's left is a Senate bill that was just transmitted to the House that also deals with earned release credits. But reform groups I've spoken with say it falls short of the original proposition and would just not affect nearly as many people.
So Jimmy, with bipartisan support, it even seems like we saw liberal and conservative national groups doing research agreeing reform is necessary for a variety of reasons. How do we get to this limited outcome?
Well, I want you to hear some tape from the House Judiciary Committee from February 20th. Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, spoke to the committee in favor of his own bill that would have amended state law regulating sex offender registries. His bill would allow some offenders to get their names off of a list earlier than currently allowed. This is Speaker Bowers.
The idea of perpetual punishment in some way seems incongruous with any altruism in our society. If we're moving towards the perpetual punishment, I just see collapse.
Bowers called his proposed change to the law incremental, though, and he said he would be willing to have it amended. He indicated he would like to see a stronger bill than the one he presented, but this is what the county attorney had essentially signed off on or would be willing to work with. So, sensing his frustration, Mark, Representative Kirsten Engel asked Bowers if the county attorney was standing in the way.
And I guess my question is, are you referring specifically to Bill Montgomery, and are you saying he has a veto over what we do here in the legislature?
So Engel is saying, you're the Speaker of the House. Are you telling us that you can't get what you want because of the power of the county attorney? And she specifically asked if he had a veto over the legislature, and this was Bauer's response.
I understand what a marriage takes, and I want to stay married. If there are conditions that allow us to keep talking to each other, I'm not going to beat up my spouse or speak ill of that person and expect us to get along great. I want to keep those channels open. I'm grateful. And we do talk, and he has his opinions, and others have their opinions. And there are more people in the room than them. I'm also aware that there's a growing body of people across the state that want change.
Bowers went on to say the county attorney's office has strong positions relative to their job, and they see it, and they are influential. He acknowledged that this slowed the pace of reform. Would I like to accelerate that? He asked. Yes, I would, he said. And so this exchange elicited remarks from almost everyone on the committee on Bill Montgomery, because the speaker didn't really refute Engel's claim that he has a veto over them. She called it profoundly concerning. Here are some other responses.
I have spoken with Mr. Montgomery on a number of occasions, partly because he's an open resource. I would not characterize him as having a veto. I think, frankly, I find that offensive.
Bill Montgomery is an outstanding source for all of us interested in law enforcement.
As far as Mr. Montgomery, I respect his opinion. I look to him as an industry leader, an industry expert, and I respect his opinion just as much as I respect Ken Volkmer's opinion from Pinal County, or any other county attorney. So I look to those leaders for input because it's not my field of expertise.
That was Representatives Mark Fincham, Jay Lawrence, and Brett Roberts, all members of the House Judiciary Committee. Representative Diego Rodriguez summed it up this way. He said, we have this sex offender registry law that we all seem to agree needs to change.
And yet we hesitate to do what we can do, what we know we should do, because we do not have the backing of the county attorneys, I think is an abdication of our role as legislators.
So, Jimmy, even if lawmakers say Bill Montgomery, the Maricopa County attorney, doesn't have a veto, it certainly seems like everyone on that committee has been profoundly impacted by Montgomery and the power of the county attorneys in the state.
Definitely. And I think the whole reform push has been as well. So Senate Bill 1310 could get a hearing in the House next week. I'll be keeping an eye on that and let you know what's happening.
All right. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.